I'm Greg. I'm checking the microphone.
And I'm listening to Melting Pod.
And I'm listening to...
Melting Pod.
Melting Pod. I hope the pod isn't melting. It's hot, but it's not melting. Checking the microphone. 1, 2, 3. You hear anything there, Annie?
Yes.
That's working. Hi, this is Greg Clark, the noise head from Rose Tattoo. Listening to melting.
Ah. Stereo like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's
this is Greg Clark. We're listening in stereo to Melting Pot.
Hi, this is Thomas Jensen from Wacken Open Air. I'm sitting here with Annie from Melting Pot. Keep rocking. Eh?
You want me to put it in my mouth? No.
You say, you can.
No, if somebody else has it in their mouth, then no.
Yeah, you can say your name, what you are doing.
But if I don't know my name and I don't know what I'm doing, what am I supposed to... Okay, hello, this is Cherie. I'm listening to Melting Pot with Annie.
From Marseille.
From Marseille, of course. Sorry, how could I forget Marseille? Are you taping this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wo ich bin, Andrea?
In Hamburg, auf den Holidays.
We have to talk in English.
In Hamburg, holidays.
And why are we here?
Because of the lovely hollies around.
No, seriously. Seriously.
We are here to have a look around the holidays and tomorrow to have a look at Rose Tattoo.
It's a little crazy to come to a concert in the middle of 50,000 bikers.
Yes, and I hope we will find the big stage.
Ah, this is the stage. It's too bad we can't smell the... les saucisses.
Sausage.
The sausage smell very good.
I'm vegetarian.
And the motorcycles are very beautiful. You will see some pictures on Melting Pot.
Es wird offen im Fernsehen. Ein Konzert nach dem anderen.
Dankeschön. Tu peux me dire, j'écoute Melting Pot.
Hallo, ich bin Andrea aus Hamburg. Wir sind hier.
Da ist ein ganz lauter Zugereister.
Ja, genau.
Hallo, ich bin Andrea aus Hamburg. Ihr hört Melting Pot mit Annie aus Marseille und wir sind hier auf den Holidays in Hamburg.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille today, October 17th. We are together again after long, long months of silence, but as you can imagine, it was not my choice. I got a lot of material and financial problems during that painful time for me. In fact, it started at Hamburg as a Harley's Day where I went to see Rose Tattoo. I planned an interview with their management, but It's the first day I met Andrea, a friend connected on MySpace who is a Melting Pot and Tats fan. We have a great time together, as you can hear in the background. The second day, the laser redhead of my mini disc suddenly stopped to work. First problem. I bought in the urgency a cheap voice recorder, and the time I understood how it works, thanks to Greg, the Tats sound engineer, who helped me a lot for that, and thanks to Mick, who was very busy with the label managers, Thomas and Sherry, you heard at the beginning of the show, he helped me as he could. But it was really a busy day for them. They were preparing a new DVD to promote the band and the label, and I had the pleasure to speak with Thomas and Sherry, who organized also one of the biggest metal and rock festivals in Germany, the Wacken Open Air Festival. We confront our point of views about the music on the internet. It was very interesting. I explained my podcast. At the end, he gave me the agreement to record live the show, but it was very painful because I had no mini disc anymore. Then it was too late to do the interview before the show. Mick told me it would be surely impossible after the show, and if I want, very difficult the day after. Anyway, without pleasure on the both sides, there is no good podcast, as you know. It was not the good day or the good place. That's life. If at Lyon everything was easy and pleasant, at Hamburg everything was complicated. And I missed the interview for you, I'm sorry, but as you can imagine, I was very, very sorry for myself. A luck, the concert was great. A luck, Andrea was with me, and we went back to my hotel on the Reeperbahn in a very, very strange ambience of thousand drunk bikers with prostitutes around us. Yeah, we can better do for a Bastille day. I have no fireworks, but I can imagine I explode myself that night. But maybe you want to hear the shortest interview ever recorded in the world with Mick Cox, Rose Tattoo guitarist. Be ready, only 10 seconds.
This is Annie, and she's been busting my balls all day for an interview, so I just want to say blah.
Okay, then I might stop.
Stop?
Yeah?
You understood it was just Mick testing my new voice recorder, but if you want more info about the Tats, I recommend you their website where they open a new Tats channel. I think they took the virus of podcasting. I didn't miss everything.
Wer spielt?
Heroes del Silencio.
Woher?
España.
Madrid.
Madrid.
Tage Holiday ist das ist heute nur der erste Tag. Das vor der große Vorgeschmack. Wir haben noch zwei Tage vor uns. Lange Samstag bis 24 Uhr jetzt am Morgen Abend. 11 Uhr. Das gleiche am Sonntag. Da sogar noch ein Tick früher, denn ab 10 Uhr beginnt die große Ausstellung zum und der großen Rundfahrt. Am Sonntag um 12 Uhr.
Melting von Deutschland.
A look when I came back to Marseille very depressed. Ed Cooper, The Sense, former guitarist, gave me this super interview about The Sense, unique reunion show at Brisbane, Queensland in Australia for Bastille Day. Then I paid to repair my mini disc and I recorded a lot of hours phone interview with Ed Cooper about the first period with The Sense and about his new album Gin Lee and the Yellow Dog. Everything seems to work correctly again, but at the end of August, the both hinges of my old laptop broke up and my computer was separated in two pieces, and it was a big silence. An absolute silence, I can say now, a necessary silence after 2.5 years working on the internet doing podcasts for free. I took the risk not to be able to change my material if it becomes too old, and as you know, in the new technology sector, the material becomes old very quickly. Without mentioning, it can break up like for me that summer. And I forgot to tell you that during that super Bastille day for me, I broke accidentally my digital camera at the Tats show. So it was a time to take a hard decision. Either I continue or I stop. Many listeners and musicians around the world wrote to me from Sweden to England, Germany, France, the United States, until Australia. I can almost say Australia is becoming my second homeland at the moment, with all the contact I have every day with that country. All the listeners and musicians wrote to me, continue, we need your work, it's very pleasant to hear. Some of them wrote to me, we can help you with sending money, it's more pleasant in my situation. But how? Because in France it's not so easy to get money from foreign countries. But I thought maybe I have a solution, because 1 year ago I created an association called Melting Words, which has a goal, like Melting Pod and Melting Talks, to promote through podcasting social and cultural projects, like I did with the European Commission or with some association in Marseille who worked with women or with young people. But with Melting Words, I will try to work in the same sector with foreign countries. The city Marseille already helped me to start with giving me money to buy some new material, for example, right now. If I can talk to you today, it's because I met a cool musician who is working in an Apple store in Marseille and who built from two broken computers a new one for me, but it's not a permanent solution, I know, and I need to buy a new computer, it's clear, and a new digital camera. I already bought a new digital recorder. It means it doesn't let a lot of money in my pocket, and I need to work. It means to do podcasts which are paid. I have some of them on my table for months, and I need to do them before to sing to rock and roll again, because they are more in the social sector than in the music sector, unfortunately. But if you have proposal, I am very open. In the waiting, you can become the happy donators of Melting Words. It can help me. I am opening a PayPal account with an access on my blog www.meltingpod.com, but it's a waiting. I can say you from now, I will try to continue once a month a podcast about rock and roll, because I can't stop that, and I promise a lot, and I always keep my promise with Ed Cooper, with Ganga Jung, and with all other musicians around the world, from Marseille to Australia. I know it was a very long talk today, and it's not very usual at Melting Pod, but it was necessary, I think, because I know a lot of talentous podcasters stopped their passion for the same reasons as me, and it's very sad, because I believe really in podcasting. It's a new way to communicate, but internet is a complicated world to have money. The musician knows that, and we are in the same ship. So it's time now to close that show with a song. I propose to you my song of the summer. It's called Erotic Neurotic, in a first live version with the Hands and Ed Cooper at the vocals and the guitar, and a second studio version with the Original Sense and Chris Bailey at the vocals. I couldn't choose between the both versions. I hope you will like them too. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod and Melting Words.
baby, I'll do the best I can. I wanna be your lover, baby, I wanna be your man. They wanna let me be a lover, baby, I'll do the best I can. Won't you let me be a lover, darling, I hope you understand. Won't you let me be a lover, baby, come on, get it while you can. Come on.
Je m'appelle Mustapha, je viens de Toulouse, je suis chanteur d'origine contrôlée et j'écoute Melting Pod tous les jours, je sais pas, je peux plus m'en passer, c'est énorme. Faut que j'aille voir un docteur. Mais bon, peut-être pas aussi, peut-être je vais continuer comme ça.
Avec Annie de Marseille.
Oui, alors je vais prendre rendez-vous chez mon docteur, elle s'appelle Annie de Marseille, on m'a dit que c'était le meilleur docteur de la ville.